broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy detailing his, quote, commitment to America agenda. It includes a number of policies, including combating inflation, illegal immigration, and allowing only women to participate in women's sports. In Iran, counter-protesters have gathered across the country in a major show of support for the authorities there. That comes after nearly a week of anti-government protest, as well as unrest over the death of a young woman who was being held by police. Vladimir Putin really feeling the heat. A number of non-aligned nations joining the United States and its allies in condemning Russia's war in Ukraine. Condemnation comes as Putin announcing the mobilization of 300,000 reservists. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a complete nice change in our weather pattern for today. It'll feel more like fall with sunshine, less humid, not as hot. High temperature up to about 86. Tonight, mostly clear skies, comfortably cool. Overnight, low temperature 62. Tomorrow, what a nice Saturday. More sunshine, low humidity, high around 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s. Another front is approaching, and that could bring in a few spotty afternoon storms perhaps. Followed by another batch of nice air on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. A 17-year-old, 18-year-old Isaiah Motley, and 18-year-old Martavius Keaton are charged with theft in Demopolis. Keaton is charged with receiving stolen property, and Motley is charged with possession of marijuana. Both men are also facing gun charges, and the investigation remains ongoing. A mock manhunt took place Thursday involving Aaliyah and the Macon County Sheriff's Office. The exercise took place at the Macon County Road and Bridge in Tuskegee. Sheriff Brunson says the manhunt exercise gave them a chance to see what partnering state agencies were equipped to do in case of a real manhunt. Brianna Williams, the mother of a 5-year-old girl whose body was found in Marengo County in 2019, has now been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. Williams is a former naval petty officer in Jacksonville, but is from the Marengo County area. She had reported that her 5-year-old daughter, Taylor, was missing. Then investigators say she stopped cooperating with them. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for the annual CAFCO Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday.
Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the warehouse sale, stop by Capco Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop two great locations for big savings. Capco Outlet and the annual warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 till 5.
Their side of the story that wasn't often, you know, talked about with my friends and my peers.
Tanya Hart Little owns Hart Commercial Brokers in Dallas. She's a baby boomer. Her millennial employees work their tails off for her. I spend time with both Tanya and her firm's managing director, millennial Allison Johnston Friezo. They've cracked the intergenerational workplace code. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, brought to you by the Alabama Center for Real Estate.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Happy Friday, April Marie.
Happy Friday. Yeah. It really is a happy Friday indeed. I've seen so many friends, had so many, lots of reminiscing. And then this is my first trip with the Alabama radio delegation, and we have really bonded.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We went, we've hung out every night. Well, every night. And we've all just had a good old time. I had never met several people who came on the trip, several hosts, in person. So for instance, Sean Sullivan, he's on noon to two. And so I've never done his show because I have my own show during that time.
Kind of conflicting schedules, yes.
Yeah. And so now he has heard me because I fill in for Jeff Poor on occasion. And so so it's this really cool thing. Matt Murphy was here, and I was saying last night, I said, you know, this really kind of made me realize how much growth I have left to do, walking around Radio Row and listening to these pros who have been doing it 10, 15, 20 years. I was sitting next to Joyce Kaufman's booth, and she said, I got a friend in Alabama. I mentioned this the other day. She said, I got a friend in Alabama, Greg. And I said, Greg Budell? And she said, yep. And so I took a picture and sent it to Greg. It's been really great. And just such a learning experience, not just on immigration policy and what's going on at our border, but just in
as a professional, aspect. You picking up some tips, tricks of the trade, so to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a talk show host radio convention as well.
Pretty much.
Yeah, as a sideline.
It was pretty cool. I'm excited. I was absolutely excited to have this opportunity.
So this is your final day in D.C.?
It is. I get to return home to the monkeys tomorrow.
The cute little monkeys, yes.
Cute little monkeys. And I brought them, did I tell you this? I brought them, at the Media Research Center's gala, they had cowbells.
Oh.
On the table, these little bitty cowbells. And so I brought three different colors home with me. And they're going to be for outside. And I think my neighbors are going to
listen. Oh, they're going to love you even more. You
little cowbells. That's happening in real life.
So are they familiar with the Saturday Night More Cowbell skit? Or will you be able to turn them on to that?
I don't even know what that skit is, but one of the shows my daughter watches, they do a like cowbell challenge where you got to sneak up and put a cowbell on somebody. And I thought, that's what we'll do. We'll put these on ribbons and
sounds
tie
dangerous.
The ribbon necklace, and then we'll let them play that game.
Okay.
And then once you've been cowbelled, you have to make a cow noise. So like you have to moo really loudly.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
So I'm all in on the cowbells. I've got three colors. That's happening. And then, ironically, I'm going to run some errands this afternoon
because it's easier for me to run errands.
You're gonna hit the Dollar General in D.C.?
In D.C., that it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do this afternoon. Drop in on a few friends in front of a few errands.
Watch those neighborhoods, April Marie. D.C. can be more than just a little swampy. Okay.
Oh yeah, where the event was, they had people at the door saying to the women, do you have an escort or a ride?
Seriously. Because
they didn't want people. They didn't want single women walking in that, walking through the neighborhood back to the hotels. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's frightening when you think about
it. It's a shame. It really is. In the capital of the country, and you're not safe on the streets.
Yeah.
It's kind of a indictment of where we're at.
Biden, by the way, in one of his most recent speeches, says one of the things they talk about, when I talk about MAGA Republicans, I'm not just talking about Trump. I'm talking about those folks who have a different view of how the institutions should function.
Mm-hmm.
When we have a different view of how the institutions, like the Supreme Court, actually reading the Constitution and interpreting laws is written, different ideas of what the institutions should do, in that Congress should not be directing everything the states do.
Limited role of the federal government.
Yeah, you could just keep going. You could go all day. And then instead of calling the law he signed the Inflation Reduction Act, he had a moment and called it the Inflation Act.
Oops, the truth spilt out. Broken clock, right, twice a day. Film at 11. Sure.
Shaking my head.
That's him. That's just, it's becoming more and more clear to me that if you really want to know what the Democrats are up to, just listen to what they're accusing others of.
That's true of a lot of people.
Yeah, those MAGA Republicans, they're totalitarians. They want to ruin it. They want to take everything over. They want to inch your freedom. Wait a minute. That's not what the facts show, Joe. Hold the phone.
So dark money is one of my favorite arguments, right? Because the liberal left only wants to talk about dark money when the money comes from Republicans.
Going the other way, you bet.
So when Soros and company, even Zuckerberg, when all those people put money in and, try to fund our election systems, try to undermine, our rights, trying to get these spineless non-prosecuting prosecutors in office. When they do that, it's A-OK.
Oh, yeah, that's legitimate. Sure.
But
don't you dare disagree.
Don't you dare.
Uh-uh. Don't you try to fight against them.
Yeah.
There's never anything you can do. And it's becoming more and more and more. You'll be demonized if you dare step out of line. I mean, that's one thing about getting older. You hopefully not only do you gain experience, you gain some perspective. And that's important. If you look at this from an overview like that, it's ramping up. Yep. And not only that, so often the media, the government, they don't even put on a guise of impartiality or fairness. It's more with an arrogance these days, and that's probably indicative of where they're heading. But I just don't know. This MAGA Republican or evil talk, I'm just not quite sure that the black lit night of broken glass kind of speech that Joe gave.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want them to continue. I want them to continue because I think it's better for us to know what they think of us and how they think of us or how little they think of us versus they keep it in their head and they just treat us like garbage.
Okay.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break.
Makes sense. suppose.
You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. We'll be back in just a minute with Paul DeMarco.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Okay, let's see if we can catch that fish.
You got him, Dad.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Your risk is even higher if you have a condition like lung disease. The sooner you get your updated COVID vaccine, the sooner you'll increase your protection.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoke.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Say that sky works.
All right.
That's how you have got the U2 Essential playlist on my phone, and that's what I've been playing to and from Montgomery.
Gotta have the tunes.
Yeah. Right. I'm loving it. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Well, you'll be happy to know that it's the first day of fall, even in Alabama, first full day of fall. And this morning, it really wasn't that bad. There was almost a kind of a little cool, little bit of a nip in the air. So when you get home to be in Birmingham, the Magic City, fall might arrive.
I love
you.
It. It is so nice here right now. It is just.
It's one thing I liked about living up north. You actually got 4 real seasons.
Yeah, you do. Speaking of which, what's going on with this storm? I say speaking of which because we're in storm season. I get away from my social medias for a couple of days, and James Spann, Rich Thomas, they all got their work cut out for them trying to keep the rumor mill down about, I guess, there are people saying a tornado or a hurricane's coming up the Gulf, and they don't know what it is.
It's Fiona. And, it's going to break into the Caribbean soon. Of course, nobody really knows. Round and round it goes, right? Where it stops, we don't. But it is officially, I believe, a tropical storm, and they believe it's going to could be a Category 3. So.
Oh wow, I'm looking at it right there. Florida in the cone is the headline on the Weather Channel. But James Spann's going, hey, everybody, calm down.
Yeah, just cool it. Nope. Cool it with the fear.
We got to wait. We got to wait a minute or two before we freak out.
Well, I'm sure it's all on the fault of climate change or something. If you look on some other sites, but
or something.
Yeah, this is really. We've had a very, very mild hurricane season.
Migraine a week.
That was me. Sorry.
Thank you. Something blown up over here. Very mild hurricane season.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But don't tell the climate change people that.
Well, another thing. Speaking of perspective and experience. I remember first it was global cooling. We were going to have a new ice age. And you can prove it. Just go back and look at the Time magazine headlines and all that for years. Then Jethro Tull wrote a song about it, too. It's called Skating Away on the Thin Ice of a New Day. Then, suddenly, it became global warming was the big boogeyman that was going to kill us all. So finally they got smart and just ran it right up the middle. It's climate change. Everything is climate change. Climate changes. There you go.
I frequently like to look up the doomsday predictions that didn't.
It's hilarious. You're not supposed to notice that, April Marie. Keep your eye on the other hand of the magician.
I believe California and Florida have both dropped off the nation already.
Oh yeah,
multiple times.
Yeah, they're completely covered in water.
Completely covered in water. Pretty soon we're going to be coastal here in Alabama.
You ever heard of Chicken Little?
Yes, yes.
There's a reason that's a fable. The sky is falling. Of course, Chicken Little wasn't trying to raise money. And
that's so true.
A lot more motivation these days with the climate change.
Speaking of which, a climate protester has set himself on fire at a tennis match.
That'll teach
today.
You.
A man set himself on fire. We got into this conversation, a group of us talking about the ridiculous. Oh, I know what it was. It was at the gala. They were talking about the crazy things that environmentalists have done in the name of, you know, justice, environmental justice. And so a 20-year-old man wearing a shirt that read, quote, end UK private jets. Quote, that's end quote. That's what it said. His shirt said, end UK private jets. Poured what appeared to be lighter fluid on himself before setting himself on fire while sitting on the tennis courts at the Laver Cup on Roger Federer's last day as a professional tennis player. He quickly shot the fire out. It says, three men drug him away and picked him up and drug him away.
So this was a stunt. He wasn't actually pulling a die for the cause there. Or he used kerosene or gasoline.
Yeah.
Lighter fluid. Although
I will say, he looks, he caught his arm on fire. He caught his actual arm on fire. But just looking at some of the crazy things that air quotes protesters have done, one of the examples they used is women who glued their bodies to a roadway. Who does this? I love a whole lot of causes. Can I tell you that? I will fight for your rights
to party.
So, you know, your First Amendment rights, even if I hate what you're saying, your Second Amendment rights, even if you want to buy a scary gun, I will fight for those. But I'll be darned if I'm going to catch myself on fire for any of those things.
No.
Or glue myself to something.
Yeah, clearly he's...
Or starve myself.
He's gotten a little too woke there. He is going to be okay, though.
I hope so. I mean, he caught his arm on fire.
Yeah, but I remember when these Buddhist monks were literally sitting down the street pouring gasoline and then striking a match, and they were literally killing themselves. It wasn't publicity. Well, it was. It was very effective, but they meant to die, and they did.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
I had to look this up because they mentioned this the other night. This happened in April of 2019. An eco-warrior... Yeah, that's a great term. Glued her chest to the road. And what this is, the Sun claims, is one of the most bizarre stunts yet from climate protesters.
There's a country song in this. I just haven't quite come up with it yet. Okay.
Oh, we have some innovative listeners. We have that April Marie theme song. I got to get done as well. But campaigners glued themselves to the London Stock Exchange and climbed on top of a train at Canary Wharf. There's a lot of causes I feel very, very strongly about, and none of them in which I would glue my body to a roadway. Extinction Rebellion is the name of their group. They're the Extinction Rebellion environmental activists.
They have got it bad, too.
This group, they glued themselves to block the doors of the London Stock Exchange.
Wow.
It took two men and five women. That was two men and five women did glued themselves. What's wrong with these people?
That'll show.
Papa B, how's it going? You glowing? You catching yourself on fire or gluing yourself up to the road today?
You know, it was just unbelievable. You gotta set yourself up. Well, you know what? Better they go ahead and set themselves on fire and die and not be in the breeding stock, you know, not... This is...
Very philosophical.
This is our NyQuil and chicken conversation from earlier this week.
Natural selection.
When you started talking about this, it just kind of struck me as something that a conversation I was having with a cousin of mine, actually. His mother was one of the big social justice activists, my word, marched everywhere, you know. And we had a Facebook post of a couple of folks in the road holding up signs, holding up traffic, just wouldn't get out of the way. Well, you know, if you want to hold up a sign, go ahead, but don't get it in the traffic, man. People might have things to do. Get to the hospital. What if somebody has, to get somewhere? People like this, they're mad because they can't get anybody to listen to them. And so they go out of their way to make people's lives miserable.
Well, I was going to say, we're not talking about the issue he wants us to talk about. We're talking about what an idiot he is.
Right.
Good point. It doesn't help his cause to do something that stupid. Okay.
Well, so this cousin of mine, he's got this alternate worldview. He won't talk to me anymore. But I thought, one of the parts of the conversation is a policeman came in and took these guys, and they wouldn't get out of the road. So he maced them, man. They
pepper sprayed them until they
failed out. And then dragged them off. And, this cousin of mine, mad. That the policeman, I said, dude, man, look, you're in the road. Get out of the road.
You're a public hazard,
a nuisance. Hold your sign. My mama, she was a marcher in the, all these social justice deals, and I'm like, just because somebody won't listen to you does not mean, look, you don't have a right to say what you want to say, but you don't have a right to be heard, pal. Yeah,
exactly.
Nobody has to listen to you if they don't want to.
Yeah, often
that's what they just hate.
Yeah, often these people have these delusions of grandeur, and they think they're, you know, they're trying to self-grandization, okay? Comparing themselves to Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and all this when they're
it's this
extreme virtue seeking signaling.
Well, it worked 60 years ago. Why didn't it work now?
It was a real just cause 60 years ago.
Exactly.
These people are playing at it. It's like when AOC and them had themselves fake arrested. And they're harkening back to, you know, they think they're Martin Luther King in the Birmingham jail or something. Come on. Self-deluded to the extreme.
Absolutely.
It'd be real funny to watch if it didn't matter. But, I mean, these people are making life miserable for everybody.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You think they care?
All right, guys, enjoying the show. No, I don't care.
They don't mind a bit. Being a nuisance. Yeah. That's what they were born to do, clearly. Thanks, Papa B. Glad you're feeling better, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to go hunting for Paul DeMarco. That might be him, but we're hunting for Paul DeMarco, and we'll get into a few clips.
All right.
Back in just a second.
Can I get a witness?
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
In our last episode of As the Tire Rotates, we heard,
you know you can get those tires anywhere, right?
Wait, what? That's not what I meant.
Massage the beads on that tire.
That's the one.
Tire City and Automotive Service made one of its single largest investments in a piece of equipment called the Revolution Tire Changer. Couple it with the Road Force Bouncer, and you get a crazy great ride. Now, massaging the beads strengthens our ability to unlock all the technology and safety already built into a set of tires. Not just anyone can get you that kind of ride out of a new set of tires like my team at Tire City and Automotive Service.
Only the guys at Tire City and Automotive Service can get my tires rolling just like they should be.
Visit one of our two locations today and save on tires and feel the difference for yourself.
All roads lead to Tire City. Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a complete nice change in our weather pattern for today. It'll feel more like fall with sunshine, less humid, not as hot. High temperature up to about 86. Tonight, mostly clear skies, comfortably cool. Overnight, low temperature 62. Tomorrow, what a nice Saturday. More sunshine, low humidity, high around 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s. Another front is approaching, and that could bring in a few spotty afternoon storms perhaps. Followed by another batch of nice air on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, and we want to thank you for voting us Best Credit Union and Mortgage Company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. Providing awesome products and personal service for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here.
Little Grand Funk Railroad, Groove Away Friday afternoon.
I dig it.
Yeah. Mark Donnie Mills. It's real American music right there.
Did I tell you one of my favorite parts about coming to Capitol Hill are the amount of books?
Books.
It's like a freaking library in here.
That's kind of old-fashioned, but it's nice to see.
Well, what they do is people bring them by. Publishers send them, authors come, all the things.
Yeah, I like the look of it. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll take some pictures for you.
People don't read books anymore.
Please be joined by former State Representative Paul DeMarco. Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Great. Hope you and your listeners are well on this Friday.
We are doing well. This is funny, but I'm going to leave you and Sky to chat for half a second while I go get Jeff Poor in. So you guys hold tight 1 second. Okay. Guys chat away.
All right. Welcome to the program, Paul. It's good to have you with us Friday afternoon.
It is. I love fall weekends with football, and got great weather and going to be a little bit cooler, so glad to be with you, and hope all your listeners have a big fall weekend planned ahead.
Yeah, it's almost what I call chili cooking weather.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's getting that way. So there's just so much going on. I mean, obviously we talk a lot of politics, but in the fall with football and everything going on, it's a great one of my favorite times of the year.
Mine too. We also have the fair coming to Montgomery. Let's see, that's October 7th. Coming right up, be here before you know it.
So you'll be going over there to get a candied apple or a caramel apple?
Oh, the sights, the smells, the fun. Actually, I'll be working the fair for Blue Water Broadcasting. I'll be there. I chose the Sunday shifts. So come see me at the fair.
I have to call Shelby back because I'm signed up for Monday. I said, oh, yeah. She said, can you do this particular day? I said, yeah. And it turns out, and I texted her, I haven't heard back from her. It's Columbus Day. My kids have off from school.
Oh, Columbus Day. Well, come take a Sunday shift and come on out there and join me.
It'll be
a lot of fun.
We'll see if we can make that happen.
Okay.
Well, hi, Paul. How are you today?
Doing great. Glad to be with y'all and getting ready for the weekend and a lot going on around the country and the state.
Yes, there is. You've got a new column. I think you got a new column out as I look at it, talking about tax relief. Tell us a little about your thoughts on the idea that the legislature might take up tax relief.
Well, you know, we started looking. There have been 32 states around the country who have done some sort of tax relief, either rebates or something of that nature. You know, we've had discussions in Alabama about either removing the grocery sales tax. There was talk of suspension of the gasoline tax, as they did in Georgia. The question, and there's been some modest here in the state of Alabama, but nothing to the extent of those states. I think Idaho just had a $500 million tax rebate. I know Missouri was looking at maybe $350 million. And the question is, will Alabama do something for Alabama taxpayers? Look, the between COVID dollars and tax receipts, it's very, you look at the amount of money flowing the state budgets, is a lot of money. Now, look, we don't want them to spend every penny of it. Absolutely not. Then we come back when we're really in a down situation, say we used all these one-time money. But the question is, what kind of tax relief will Alabama state representatives and senators consider next spring, if they do anything at all? Which has been what we've seen in the past.
Well, and there was talk about rebates. There have been talk about grocery tax. There are all sorts of, but nothing definitive. Ivy did add to her regular stump speech that she wants them to do something. Just don't know what yet.
Well, the citizens want something to be done. The question is, inside Montgomery, there will be a lot of pushback about using citizens' dollars that they send to Montgomery, or dollars that have come into the state, saying, no, keep it here in Montgomery. Keep it for this agency. Keep it flowing to some sort of special program. And that's why constituents need to talk to their state representatives and senators and say, hey, remember your priority. It's us. It's not the folks inside the Montgomery Beltway, even though there's not a beltway. But you know what I'm talking about.
We know what you mean.
It's not within Montgomery. Just like in Washington, D.C., so many congressmen, they don't worry about what's going on outside the beltway. We have some of that same mentality in Montgomery, Alabama.
No, we most certainly do. There is a very strong inclination to take care of each other first, for lack of a better way to put it.
And with the amount, I mean, I know I've talked to a couple of state representatives and senators, and they're talking about the rest of the funds coming down from Washington, D.C., and looking for places to spend it. It's like, well, let's look at what your constituents are having to deal with based on the Biden administration when it comes to high food prices, when it comes to inflation, when it comes to gasoline prices. Give it back to the citizens. They're going to turn right around and spend it in the state, so it's going to turn right around, but other states are doing it, and we talk about what a conservative state Alabama is. So, but you look and you compare what's going on in Alabama, some other states, you say, are we really as conservative, or is it the individuals, the citizens, the voters are conservative, but it's not reflected at the Alabama State House?
Yeah, and I really, you know, we've talked about this, this last election cycle broke my heart because turnout was so low, and we had such an opportunity to show that that our voices and our votes matter, and you have to work for them, and you have to earn them, and you have to, you know, do those things. And it's been an incredibly frustrating year, I tell you.
Well, if you think about everything that's gone on the past 3 years, and to have such low voter turnout, you're like, what does it have? What does it take? I mean, why is it just focused on the presidency? I always tell people, you know, what goes on at the local level, you have more access to your elected officials, whether it's city council or county commission or state representatives, state senators, as opposed to how many folks are actually going to meet the president. And so that is why it's so important to get involved with these local elections. And we've got November 8th. We're less than 60 days to these November elections, and there's important elections around the state, including in your listening audience right there in the River region.
Well, speaking of which, so the September luncheon for the River Region Republican Club is September 27th, next Tuesday. And Joan Reynolds from the Alabama Strike Force will be the speaker. You've worked with Joan over the years doing party stuff. How important would you say this program is to those swing states, to getting out the vote in Georgia, Florida, North Carolina over the years? What's been your experience with that?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was just with some folks in Washington, D.C. this past week from Georgia, and they were very much appreciative of what Joan and the volunteers from Alabama are going to do going into Georgia. I know they're looking at places like Savannah and Columbus to be knocking on doors, and we know how close this. I mean, there are about six Senate races that are within, you know, two or three to point, including that Warnock-Herschel Walker race. I mean, to me, the Georgia race is just that should be we can take off should take off the table, because if we can't win that Georgia Republican seat back, I'm more worried about Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Nevada and some of these other places.
Yep. It is frightening. All right, Sky Mosley has given me that sign. Before we go, Sky, real quick, will you tell our friends and good listeners about the Alabama Gazette?
I will indeed. Alabama Gazette, your conservative newspaper in the central Alabama region. Local news from real local people. It's like a newspaper should be. Lots of local flavor and sports, birthdays, weddings, even publish the obituaries. Like old times, and there's no charge for the Gazette as well. You can find it at many outstanding business locations throughout the River Region area. Remember, the Alabama Gazette is pro-life, pro-family, pro-America. That is their banner, God, Family, Country. And now they'll be celebrating their 23rd anniversary next month. We're going to have some real fun, interesting things to do as we get closer to that date. I'll be telling you about that. But meanwhile, the Gazette is offering partner club subscriptions. Right now, you can have the Alabama Gazette delivered straight to your door for just $38 a month. That is a bargain. They are really worthy of your support. Real local news for real local people. That's 356-6700, or just go to thealabamagazette.com. 356-6700. Subscribe. $38 a year.
Well, hold tight. More Paul DeMarco, and I have been joined here by Jeff Poore. Coming up in this hour, back in 1 second, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, myalabamahomemortgage.com. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. War Eagle, Roll Tide. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well,
afternoon. April Marie Fogle here. Jeff Poor joining me in my, I don't even know what to call this. I would say my traveling studio.
Auxiliary office.
That's a good way to describe it. I have one of these things too. These roadcasters are handy.
Incredibly handy. And I just said, Jeff Poor, tell me what to get. And he did. And only one of my mic stands had come in. So we're just ad-libbing it here. Paul DeMarco on the phone line. So Paul, we know how important these elections are in other states, how important it is we win back the Senate, how important it is we win back the House. And Alabamians, we can help with those things, right?
Absolutely. Let me say hello to Jeff. Hope you've had a good week in Washington, D.C. as well. We'll have to trade some stories for being up there this past week, so hope you're well. You look around the country, how close, let's see, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Ohio, New Hampshire, and then North Carolina and Georgia. All these races are pretty close, and that's why it is so critical to win that Georgia race. And Joan Reynolds, chair of the Shelby County Republican Party, puts together every election cycle a group of volunteers to go help in important races. And this year, they're helping in Georgia, particularly. I know they've gone to Columbus and Savannah. So anybody that wants to get involved, anybody that wants to help with those races, they can go on the Alabama Republican Party website and see how to help.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today, Paul. We greatly appreciate it.
Always glad to be with you, listeners. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. That was Paul DeMarco. Paul's going to, I think I told y'all this. I may not have told you guys this yet, but I am going to be gone. I'll be all week next week like regular, but then following week, I'm going to go away for a little bit and be off the grid, so to speak. And Paul DeMarco will be one of our guest hosts. So stay tuned for the full lineup of that week. But I know we'll have Paul DeMarco one day. We'll have Judge Talmadge East and Sky Mosley one day. I may or may not be able to convince Jeff Poor to do one day. So it's going to be a rock star week. You'll hardly miss me at all.
Well, we'll see.
And by the way, Sky, Paul is coming in studio to hang out with you.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, you know, I get so lonely here.
I know you do. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Paul. So Jeff Poor is here. He has he's been up here for the Fair Immigration Conference, done this for a number of years. Just starting to kind of pull our heads out from, at least me, I have not really been watching too much national news this week, and Alabama news, just by way of having all these guests here. But it's been a weird week in Alabama.
It certainly has. I don't know, some of this, we had a prison guard beat up an inmate in Elmore County. That was strange. A lot of execution drama, right? I feel like the state should have had this solved. How long does someone convicted with a death sentence sit on death row?
Oh, like forever.
Okay, so you know, forever. You think you could have worked out the execution method in the 20 years of appeals while they were on death row?
Yeah, it's so strange. And then they're having issues with veins. And I'm like, are they not hydrating these men before they attempt to do this? Because it's all vein related. And we've had two in a row now.
Our Alabama Department of Corrections is it is number one, a joke. But, you know, you guys, you want public safety. You want. All this crime to subside. You got to have a viable prison system. In this state, we just don't have it. I know it's easier said than done, but this has been a problem going back to the, like, what, 19, early 90s, maybe even the 80s.
It's been a minute, because when I moved to town, now keep in mind, when I moved to town 9 years ago, there was a huge, like, you know, AL.com had dedicated a whole team to it.
The problem with the prison reform discussion in the state, and we've had this discussion before, April Marie, it's all about what Alabama Appleseed and the ACLU and these people that don't believe in prison walls want. And there's not a conservative criminal justice think tanky kind of thing going on in Alabama because, well, most conservatives think, you know, well, you do the crime, you got to do the time, and if the time is terrible, well, then so be it. But this thing called the Eighth Amendment, you constitutional conservatives out there, you people that think the Bill of Rights is sacrosanct, well, go check out the Eighth Amendment about cruel and unusual punishment and the way our system of law and governance works. Cruel and unusual punishment is interpreted by what the courts. We're not quite meeting the bill there, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and you said it right to start with this conversation with, which is they had all the time in the world to prepare.
What do they do all day? Like if you're the director Ham and you show up to work at 9 a.m. Then what's your day like? What do you think? I mean, I'm sure it's not an easy job, but do you think, well, I got to solve this problem. So let's figure this problem out. And then maybe we'll move on to this problem. But or is it just like, well, you know, I'm just going to kind of play it by ear.
They were, remember, concerned about the skirts of the reporters.
So they spent,
you know, since the last execution till now, they spent a good time discussing dress code, I'm sure. Never mind the fact that this is the second time.
Well, something else, April Marie, like we always told how powerful the legislative branch is in the state compared to the executive. It occurs to me that the legislative branch doesn't really have any real oversight authority. It's not like Congress, right? It's not like they could have a oversight and reform committee hearing about, well, what the hell are you guys doing? They just don't do that.
No.
The media in the state is so left-wing that they have other concerns. I'm not saying it should be all right-wing or John Birch society stuff, but something a little more reasonable that people respect to say, well, what do you guys do all day? Why is this so terrible? They keep giving you more funding, and we just have this corrupt system of criminal justice in Alabama.
It is insane. So for those who are not familiar with what we're discussing, so there was supposed to be an execution of Alan Eugene Miller last night. The U.S. Supreme Court cleared him at 9:20 p.m. Prison officials said they'd been given the go-ahead by the state attorney general's office to begin proceedings. And then at 12:31 a.m., Director Ham said Miller was alive and back in his prison cell, not giving any additional information. Sounds like a really just, again, poorly organized and choreographed situation here.
Well, what do you think the cost for each of these misfires is?
Well,
it can't be cheap.
No. I mean, because they're going to have to do it again.
And again, probably.
And so, yeah, it's we'll see what they said, what they come back with. But how hard is it for you to find a medical professional? And maybe it is hard to find the medical professional who would actually do the job, but the ability to do the job and not mess it up this bad.
I mean, this state has no problem throwing money at problems. Look at our skill system in this state. Well, why not just throw money at this problem? Find some Dr. Death, Kevorkian type, and just get the job done. Complete the death sentence by law, statute. It says this convict has to be executed by the state.
Well, and so I think that's one of the things they ran into is they didn't get the final clearance till 9:20 p.m. And then but he had to be executed before midnight. And so...
So it's like this rush. So these courts dragged their feet, and then 3 hours, the state's not ready. Maybe they need like one of those, like a blow up doll or something, that they can run a hurry up offense and practice. I don't know, but this is embarrassing. You can't even get the death penalty.